From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals I will be doing today as far as the loudest voice in America. My kids will tell you that. They say, Daddy, you don't even need a microphone. You're so loud. They tell me to chew quieter for crying out loud. How you doing today? The monster cast is upon us, and you are in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me live. We have so much to talk with you about today. We will probably not be able to get at it all. I will not apologize for that simply because time is what it is, and it moves when it moves, and the un-Americans are throwing content at me faster than I can keep up with, and I just wish I could get to all of it, but we do our best during the week. So much to cover with you today. A huge guest lineup. Alan Gottlieb will be here in the next segment for the remainder of the hour. He's listening to this segment. We're going to take this opportunity to educate you a little bit before we get into, well, we're going to educate you, period. Hillary Clinton and her offspring making no bones about what they want for you and your right to keep and bear arms. We're going to expose them for what they are, a bunch of lying, gun-grabbing, un-American charlatans. We're not going to pull any punches there. And you're going to hear them in their own words. You don't have to take it from me. You will hear them in their own words. So we're looking forward to that. Next hour of the program, A.W.R. Hawkins will be here. I'll be talking with Dave Kopp from Arizona Citizens Defense League. Let me tell you something, Arizona. You're listening right now to this program live, and the rest of America is paying very careful attention. You have tremendous support. We don't want you to feel like you're alone. Dave is going to talk to us about some legislative updates in Arizona, and we're going to let you know and lend our support and these microphones to you to help you out as we get closer and closer to the November elections. And, of course, Michael Bloomberg and his Arizona coming attempt to gun grab in probably the freest gun state, gun rights state, pro-rights state in the nation. And then I had a epic lineup of guests last week on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And I got a great email from someone today who said, what's with the parade of Ted Cruz supporters? I'll read you the email later in the show, and I'll answer the question. But the guests included David Limbaugh. You know David as Rush Limbaugh's brother. Brent Bozell, a hero of mine for many, many decades. Brent over at the Media Research Center, incredible. Neil Bush, George Bush's brother, was on the program. Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert on the program. Brian Birdwell, Texas State Senator, absolutely amazing, complete, total American hero. Get choked up talking to the man, absolutely incredible interview, and many, many, many others. So we're going to play some of those clips for you later. So we have a very busy broadcast. But right now, what I need to do is kind of help you out a little bit here. When this pops up from time to time, and it is important enough that I'm going to cover this with you again, because this is Armed American Radio. You are a responsible gun owner. That's why you listen to this program. The un-Americans don't think you are, and they point to stories like this and try to use it against you. A piece out today, TSA hits new record after confiscating 73 guns in 1 week from carry-on bags. Now, let me make this very clear. Don't be that bonehead, please. It's easy not to be this person, but it takes a little bit of brains. Look, the greatest gun safety in the world, I'm talking, but some people say, well, the gun doesn't have a safety. I'm talking about safety, is right between your ears. It's right here. Keep your finger off the trigger. The gun won't fire. Remember, you have a gun in your purse. You won't get caught at TSA and be this person that I have to talk about today, okay? But when these stories pop up, we have to take this opportunity on Armed American Radio to educate you. Airport screeners, this is coming from the Fox report today. There are others. Airport screeners established a new record last week when they stopped passengers from boarding planes with 73 firearms and carry-on luggage. Now, look, there are millions of flyers. statistically speaking, the number is insignificant. But the left uses this to come after all of us. And this is one of the easiest things to stop. It doesn't have to happen because 99.9%, 72.9 of the 73 people, and I probably put it better at 73, had no ill intent. These are people who carry a firearm, might be new to carrying a firearm, and they forgot they had their firearm. You can't forget you have your firearm. The previous high was set in October of 68. Now, the TSA loves to do this because, what, they get beat up all the time, don't they? So when they've got a story, look at us, we're confiscating guns, making it sound, they're not, look, these are mostly, like I said, mostly law-abiding people who make a mistake. And they readily admit that in here, being fair to the TSA. Now, take a listen to this. After confiscating the 73 firearms, TSA carry-on screeners made a startling discovery. See how the media does this? 68 of the weapons were loaded. Whoa, of course they were loaded. Well, you might as well be carrying around a hammer, right? And more than two dozen had a round in the chamber. I would submit to you that's all that had a round in the chamber. Learn how to carry your firearm properly. But we take this back to TSA. You know, these people, these are concealed carry guns people carry for self-defense. Of course they're going to be carried in that fashion. I'm surprised more weren't. That's a whole different show. In fact, we might do that with Pinkett's coming up one day. Two loaded guns were seized at Boston. Two loaded guns were seized at Boston. You hear what they do? Other airports where weapons were found include Raleigh-Durham, Dallas-Fort Worth, Phoenix, and Detroit. Guns aren't all that were found last week. Get this, the TSA made a huge discovery. They found two replica military rounds in someone's checked bag at Tucson. Woo! Good heavens, I wonder what they find when people come home from SHOT Show. This shouldn't even be part of the news. So let's clear this up with you if you're going to travel with a firearm. Let's help you along here so that this doesn't happen. Okay? This is preventable. Now, you know, I get around the country a lot. I'll start my tour again towards the end of the summer. And I'll hopscotch around the nation, starting somewhere probably in Arizona because I want to. And then over at the Minnesota State Fair, the end of August. And then from that point forward, about every 10, 12 days, I'll make my way around the country talking to you on these mics from various remote locations. I carry my firearm with me better than 90 out of 100 times. Did I carry it when I went to Minnesota the last time? No, Minnesota doesn't recognize my permit. Neither my Georgia or my Florida. Washington State didn't recognize my permit, neither my Georgia nor my Florida, so I didn't carry it. But most of the time I do. How do I carry that firearm when I fly? I don't need TSA.gov in front of me to tell you what to do. It's very simple. A locked, hard-sided container. Your unloaded firearm must be in a locked, hard-sided container. That includes the plastic box that your Glock or Smith & Wesson or car or whatever gun it is you carry came in. You'll notice the handles have little holes in them. That's to put a padlock in there or a combination lock. And the lock has to be something that only you have access to. Not a TSA lock, but a combination lock that only you have the combination to, or a key lock that only you have the key for. And your firearm can ride in your checked bag after you declare it to the ticket agent. So if you're going to travel with a firearm, the unloaded gun goes in a locked hard-sided container. The locked hard-sided container goes in your bag. You have to wait in line. Sorry, it's an inconvenience, but that's what you must do. And when you get to the ticket counter, you must say to that individual, "Hi, I'm going to Detroit today. Here's my driver's license. I already have a boarding pass, and I am carrying a firearm in my checked baggage." At which point, you will open your bag for the individual, show them the container. Some will want to see the firearm, some will not. I've had it both ways. There's no standard protocol there. They will give you a little card. You will declare whether or not you will declare under threat of perjury that the firearm is unloaded. You will sign it. You will place it on top of it. You will close the bag. You will lock it. They will take you to TSA for screening, or you will go by yourself in the case in Atlanta. TSA will screen your bag for you, and you will be on your way, and you will not be one of those boneheads. Now, regarding ammunition, ammunition can ride in the same bag, separate from the firearm, in a case designed to carry ammo. That means you can't put your ammo in a Ziploc bag. When we come back, we'll wrap it all up for you, and we'll bring Alan Gottlieb in, and we'll talk about that, use it for an educational tool, and some other issues. It's all in education, particularly when you hear what the un-Americans have been up to. We'll be back. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast is just getting started.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need them.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, let's get this party started with the great founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, the CCRKBA, of which I am proudly a board member of, Mr. Alan Gottlieb. And Alan, we will be seeing you in a matter of days, 3 days to be exact, and anybody across the country can come to Hotlanta, Georgia, to the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo and shake your paw Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
That's correct. I can't wait to be there, Mark. It'll be good seeing you and all your comrades at the United States Concealed Carry Association. And this expo should be really something special.
It is. It's going to be a big one. We'll talk about that later in the program. While I've got you on here now, I want to kind of move forward with where we were. Time just gets away from us here in these individual hours. The TSA piece, you saw that, and you heard my opening remarks. There is one thing I do want to clarify, listener, and that is this, that if you're going to carry that firearm, you heard me say a locked, hard-sided container, and that could be the box that the gun came in, the little handle, the black box that a Glock comes in, for example. I don't recommend carrying in that. I use what's called a center of mass, individual small safe with a key lock that comes with a cable that you loop inside it. And, Alan, I did something different when I travel. That cable that comes with it, because the cable is designed to carry the safe in a car and lock it to the frame underneath the seat or something if you want to lock the firearm when you exit the vehicle and you want to keep the gun in there. In this case, what I did was I made a little tiny slit tear in the fabric because I've got the little pull-up handles in my suitcase. And I made a little tear in there where the bar is, and I wrapped that cable around the bar, securing the safe to the actual suitcase. Just a little measure on my own part. But you understand carrying a firearm, Alan, when you travel. This is the most preventable thing in the world to not go through security with a firearm, isn't it?
It most definitely is. And, you know, we get calls to the office like every day from somebody, a good person, no intent to commit a crime, no intent to do evil. And it's, oh, I had it with me and I forgot it was there. And, you know, I carry it second nature and lo and behold, I forgot I had it. And, you know, I got busted. The TSA, and now I'm in trouble. And yeah, now you're in trouble, and you got to pay attention to this stuff.
Yeah, you do have to pay attention to this stuff. Let me read a piece from Fox News. Unfortunately, this is coming from TSA's Bob Burns. I don't know who he is or what he does, but he's from TSA. Unfortunately, these sorts of occurrences are all too frequent, which is why we talk about these fines, he said. Quoting, sure, it's great to share the things that our officers are finding, but at the same time, each time we find a dangerous item, the line is slowed down and a passenger that likely had no ill intent, there you go, ends up with a citation or in some cases is even arrested. The passenger can face a penalty as high as $11,000, Burns said. This, Alan, when you get the cases, when you get these calls, as you do quite frequently, are we seeing the arrests? I think the arrests are coming back down a little bit, aren't they? Because TSA knows this guy's got a concealed license. Do they find them and let them go back out in Atlanta, though, if you have a permit? You go back, state law, actually. They'll send you back out to your car so you're not going to be charged. That doesn't mean TSA's not going to find the crap out of you, though.
Yeah, actually, I can't say that TSA is lightened up on that. It really sort of depends on what airport you're at, what city you're in, and what the agents on duty, what their philosophy is. I hate to say it, but not everybody gets treated equally.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it? It would be nice if everybody knew the law and everybody did everything the same. You know, Newark, New Jersey, New York City passengers, you understand all too well. Even though you have the right to fly with a firearm, we all know it's a nightmare in those areas of the country. So use your head, use your wits. Don't try to buck the system. Just be smart. And listen, it's easy to forget sometimes. Look, I use a great holster system. I use the Crossbreed Super Tuck. I carry a full-size firearm. That's my primary method of carry, Alan, better than 90% of the time. And when you get accustomed to having that firearm in such a comfortable rig, you know, sometimes you're with the gun 24 hours. It's not bothering you. You're used to it. You feel weird without it, not with it. So I guess I can, in a way, understand how somebody could forget that. But on an off carry in a bag like that, I mean, my gosh, empty the thing out. That's one of the tricks I use.
First of all, I never carry a firearm in anything that goes through security with me at an airport, for example, a backpack, Alan.
Yeah, Mark, there are a lot of new, you know, we had an awful lot of new gun owners and new CCW, you know, permit holders in the last few years, you know. And quite honestly, a lot of them think I've got to carry you know, permit to carry concealed. I'm checking it in my baggage, and they don't know there's a separate TSA requirement. They know about not taking it on the airplane, you know, on carrying it on, but they don't know about not declaring it when they go to check it. We're also having problems with people, you know, getting, you know, hit, so to speak, because they go to the airport and it's in their checked luggage, and then they get busted because they didn't declare it. They didn't know they had to declare it.
Right.
I mean, they assume that their license and their permit is good in the state they're in, and the state they're flying to, that permit's good there too. So what's the problem? But yes, you have to declare it.
Yeah, when you get to the counter, and you have to go to the counter, as I said in the first segment, make sure to tell the individual that you have a unloaded firearm in a container in your bag. That make sure that you notify them that you are carrying one. I've got an individual story to tell about that. I'll do that in the third hour of the program so we can move on with you, Alan, because we have some other things to talk about. But that wisdom, believe me, this is not the headache you want when you're flying to grandma's for Thanksgiving. You don't want a fine and possible federal charges on you for simply making a mistake because you didn't look or you failed to declare that firearm. Come on now. Be smart. Don't be that person, please. If you have any questions at all, email me directly, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I will send you the links. I will explain to you what I do. I will communicate with you. I don't want you to be that person. It just hands the enemies of freedom another round, puts one in their chamber for them, because stories like this come out, and they use it against all of us. Alan, boy, I know on another topic that the Clinton machine hasn't been quiet this week when it comes to our right to keep and bear arms. I've got three individual clips that I'm going to play, and I don't believe we have enough time right now for the clip. So I'll let you set up some of the things real quick in the next 60 seconds, what Hillary Clinton was up to, and then when we come back, we'll let listeners hear those actual clips.
Well, obviously, during the whole course of her campaign for the presidency, she has been, you know, extremely anti-gun rights and been attacking gun ownership constantly. But it seems like she's taking it to a new level, and along with her family members as well, in the last week. And at this point, I mean, they've really declared war on America's gun owners, and we all need to recognize and realize that. And I think I'd rather talk about it after you play the clips so your listeners can actually hear what the Clinton and her family have been up to this past week.
Yeah, we're talking about Chelsea. Chelsea has run her mouth about guns and how proud she is of her mother and her mother's position on gun control. I'm going to play you a clip from a member of an audience at a town hall that Hillary Clinton was at, literally asking her why we can't take away guns, or can we take away guns? And he admits they were confiscated. Can we do the same thing here? And the whole time she's shaking her head yes, like she's chewing gum and walking at the same time. More when we come back with Alan Gottlieb. These clips, they won't shock you, but they'll make you mad. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
saf.org. We're talking to the founder of that amazing organization, Alan Gottlieb. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Good to be with you.
All right. I want to point out one more thing on this flying with firearms before we go to the Clintons, and that is Alan brought up a great point. It's not just carry-on bags that TSA can confiscate a firearm and arrest you and charge you. Now, this piece dealt with 73 firearms in quote-unquote carry-on luggage, but Alan reminded us, also when you're checking your bag, if you fail to notify them, once that bag goes through screening, you are going to get paged and you will be escorted back, and they're going to want to ask you some questions. I know that firsthand, not because of my mistake, but because of the airline's mistake. And at a later time, I'll tell you how that worked out for me, but it was on an AirTran flight, and it was interesting. Okay, Alan, Hillary Clinton has been making the rounds, and I've got some clips that I want to play. And she says in one clip that there are just too many guns. There are just too many guns. Take a listen to this.
And when it comes to guns, we have just too many guns on the streets, in our homes, in our neighborhoods. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk in this campaign, in the primary campaign, about the power of certain interests in our country. And we do have a bunch of powerful interests, make no mistake about it. But there is no more powerful lobby than the gun lobby.
And don't you forget it, lady. Alan, what do you think when you hear Hillary Clinton say, when it comes to guns, we just have too many guns?
Well, it's not her place in society to tell me how many guns is too many for me to own, or to tell you, or to tell your listeners. The fact that she's willing to do that to me is appalling and shows just exactly how dangerous she is.
I think in a nutshell, that's it. But it gets better. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, saying we have too many guns, maybe we have too many criminals released on the streets by some of her friends in government. Maybe we have too many criminals that, quote unquote, aren't on parole and probation and supervised. So maybe that's why so many people buy guns to protect themselves and their family from a lot of the people that are out on the streets that liberals allow out, or from crossing our borders, unchecked, so we don't know who they are or what weapons they're bringing with them. This is the problem. It's not that we have too many guns. I'd argue there are too many gun laws. I mean, there are 20,000-plus firearms laws in this country that regulate the private ownership, use, and possession of firearms. And if those aren't enough to quote-unquote, solve the problem, I got news for you. Taking my gun away isn't going to solve it.
Yeah, maybe we have too many irresponsible parents who build too many swimming pools. I mean, we could go on and on and on. And AWR Hawkins has broke these numbers down for us. We'll talk with AWR about this and some other issues coming up. He's an expert at breaking down these numbers for us, but to hear her say that really is not, as I said, you know, during the break, it's not going to shock you, but it will anger you. And you heard Alan's response, which I'm sure is yours. Now, here we go, because Hillary Clinton was up in Connecticut over the past week, and she made some comments while she was, quote unquote, discussing gun violence with the Sandy Hook families. And I want you to take a listen to this clip. It's about 40 seconds long, of Hillary Clinton and some of her comments when she was in Hartford, Connecticut this past week. Take a listen.
So I'm not here to make promises I can't keep. I am here to tell you I will use every single minute of every day, if I'm so fortunate enough to be your president, looking for ways that we can save lives, that we can change the gun culture. It is just too easy for people to reach for a gun to solve their problems. It makes no sense. And we can do this consistent with the Second Amendment. We can do this with the support of responsible gun owners. And that is exactly what we will do.
All right, Alan, I'm a responsible gun owner, and I wouldn't...
Not here.
Hold on, let me cut that back there. There we go. I'm a responsible gun owner, and I wouldn't support anything she wants to do, because I know exactly what she means when she says she's going to spend every waking second doing what? What was she trying to tell us?
Well, this is a woman who supports the gun confiscation. And, you know, gun confiscation isn't doing things within the Second Amendment. And you know, she's talking about working with gun owners who are responsible. Responsible gun owners don't want to see their guns confiscated. This is a woman who supports those kinds of activities. We've talked about how great the laws they passed in Australia were that banned guns, how great they passed laws in the United Kingdom that banned people's guns and confiscated people's firearms. This is a woman who has talked about, you know, changing the judges on the Supreme Court so they can overturn the two Supreme Court rulings that said there is a Second Amendment right, individual right to own firearms. This isn't about, any type of measures like registration or things of that nature. This is a woman who outright supports banning firearms. That's why she says we have too many. Well, if you have too many, the only way you can get rid of them is to take them away. And that's what this woman wants to do to us.
All right. Now we're going to move to the next clip, because the family gets involved. Now Chelsea Clinton gets involved, and Chelsea sticks up for mom. And I want you to take a listen to this clip. This clip runs about 2 minutes, so it'll take us close to the break. Take a listen to Chelsea Clinton. It's about a minute and 12 seconds. Here we go.
Matters to me that my mom also recognizes the role the Supreme Court has when it comes to gun control. With Justice Scalia on the bench, one of the few areas where the court actually had an inconsistent record relates to gun control. Sometimes the court upheld local and state gun control measures as being compliant with the Second Amendment, and sometimes the court struck them down. So if you listen to Moms Demand Action and the Brady campaign, kind of major efforts pushing for smart, sensible, and enforceable gun control across our country, which in disclosure have endorsed my mom, they say they believe the next time the court rules on gun control will make a definitive ruling. So it matters to me that my mom's the only person running for president who not only constantly makes that connection, but also has a strong record on gun control and standing up to the NRA. This is one of those issues I didn't know I could care more about until I became a mother. And I think every day about the Sandy Hook families whose children every day don't come home from school. And I can't even imagine that living horror and tragedy.
All right, Alan. Now, I know you very well, and I'm about close to 3,000 miles away from you right now, and I can feel your angst with this. This is right up your alley. You just mentioned the Supreme Court. There's a lot going on in what Chelsea Clinton said, and I can promise you that this is coming from family discussions, that this is coming from her upbringing, this is coming from things that she's heard. And now we're talking about the Supreme Court and the quote-unquote operative words in what she said, I believe, were now we have a chance, with Scalia dead, to make a definitive ruling. Please take that away.
Yeah, that's most definitely the case. I mean, this is definitely coming from kitchen table and dinner table conversations with family members, her mother and her father, who don't support gun rights at all. And that's where she's coming from. And no, she didn't talk about the Second Amendment being the Supreme Court being inconsistent in supporting Second Amendment rights. She talked about inconsistent in supporting gun control, because that's where she's going. It isn't about Second Amendment rights. It's about gun control. You know, and I love the emotion there about, you know, now that I became a mother and the Sandy Hook, you know, mothers, their children aren't going to come home. Why not talk about the number of children that get to come home because their parents had a gun to defend them when somebody broke into their house or broke into their car when the kids were there, or somebody who's a survivor because they had a firearm to defend themselves against a violent criminal? You know, they don't ever talk about that at all. They ignore that. They only want to talk about when there's somebody who's a victim with a victim mentality. They want you to be a victim, and that's why they push this gun control, because it's to disarm you, to make you a victim.
Why indeed? And I'm talking to a man here on Armed American Radio who knows my son, and a man who knows my son was born because his father was alive because of the gun he had. I'm referring to me back in 2002. Why indeed? We'll be back right after this. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense,
from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The nation's only event dedicated to concealed carry is coming to Atlanta. Attend the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st. Shop for gear, learn defensive skills from world-class trainers, shoot new pistols, see the latest trends at the Concealed Carry Fashion Show on Saturday night. I'll be emceeing the event. Come to the Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Learn more at ConcealedCarryExpo.com. That's ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
You're tuned in
to Armed American Radio.
Those who oppose any common sense gun control or gun safety measures have a pretty effective way of ginning up fear that somehow the federal government's about to take all your guns away.
Look, if you're a Democrat pulling the lever for gun grabbers, you're no friend of mine.
Protecting your right to bear arms.
Here is Armed American Radio's Mark Walters.
Were you paying attention to that return clip from Obama? We run that every week in that slot. You see, every once in a while, the un-American gun grabbers, they screw up. They slip up. They make a mistake, like he did, when he says those who oppose sensible gun control or gun safety measures. You see that? This is where you got to pay very careful attention. You got to read here. This is what, that's what gun safety means to them. It doesn't mean using the safety between the mechanism between your ears. It doesn't mean the four rules of safe gun handling. To them, gun safety means gun control. And Obama just said it. That's why we run that clip, and I use that from time to time. Just, you know, every once in a while I remember and think about it and say, hey, go back and listen to that. Listen to what he's saying. These are the code words, and he just slipped up, and he did it, and he did it. We replay it every week so that you can hear it. John Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. I'm going to play another clip. And this one here, I have to give you some theater of the mind. This was at a town hall, and I want you to take a listen. This was in Keene, New Hampshire. I want you to take a listen to what this man is asking her, and I'm going to give you that visual. She is standing there. The camera is trained on her, and she's in a red pantsuit, as usual, holding the microphone, shaking her head, yes, as this question is being asked, as if the cows were coming home, just vehemently agreeing with this question. Take a listen to the question.
Back to handguns. My name is Gene Wojciechowski. Recently, Australia managed to get away or take away tens of thousands, millions of handguns. And in 1 year, they're all gone. Can we do that? And why, if we can't, why can't we?
You know, Australia is a good example. Canada is a good example. The UK is a good example. Why? Because each of them had mass killings. Australia had a huge mass killing about 25 years ago. Canada did as well. So did the UK. And in reaction, they passed much stricter gun laws. In the Australian example, as I recall, that was a buyback program. The Australian government, as part of trying to clamp down on the availability of automatic weapons, offered a good price for buying hundreds of thousands of guns, and then they basically clamped down going forward in terms of having, you know, more of a background check approach, more of a permitting approach. But they believed, and I think the evidence supports them, that by offering to buy back those guns, they were able to, you know, curtail the supply and to set a different standard for gun purchases in the future. Now, communities have done that in our country. Several communities have done gun buyback programs. But I think it would be worth considering doing it on the national level if that could be arranged. Remember, I know after the terrible 08 financial crisis, I think one of the programs that President Obama was able to get in place was cash for clunkers. Remember that? You know, getting them off the road. And it was partly a way to get people to buy new cars because we wanted more economic activity. And it was partly a way to get old models that were polluting too much sort of off the road. So I think that's worth considering. I don't know enough details to tell you how we would do it or how it would work, but certainly the Australian example is worth looking at.
All right. Now, there's way too much in here. This is a full-hour program. Let's just turn it over to you. I took some notes, and I'll hit you if you don't hit them as you go through your response to that garbage.
Well, there was an awful lot there. She would have been better off not running off with the mouth and talking about things she doesn't really know a whole lot about. But she got herself in a lot of trouble. And if I was an anti-gun person to begin with, if I was part of the, you know, the gun ban movement in this country, I wouldn't be too happy with her talking about, you know, cash for clunkers. When you buy my old handguns back, so I give me money so I can buy new ones and help the gun industry grow. If I was on the other side, I would look at that as saying that the woman's off her rocker as well. So it doesn't matter, I guess, if you're pro-gun or anti-gun, if you're knowledgeable about the issue. Everything she virtually said was a joke, except for the fact that her intentions are evil.
Well, let me start with this. Buyback. Let's start with buyback. Buyback and clamp down in the same sentence. First of all, Alan, can you buy something back from me that you've never owned?
Well, obviously what she said makes no sense. You're right. I mean, the problem here is that, you know, she doesn't want a voluntary buyback. She wants an involuntary buyback, and she'll decide how much your gun is worth probably. As she said, she doesn't really know. You know, these are things we have to explore. But what she wants to do, yeah, but what they did all these countries and taking people's guns away, that was really good. I mean, this is a woman who doesn't have any idea of that, you know, what she says, what the meaning of it is, that what consequences of what she might do are intended or unintended. But the bottom line is we know one thing that she said flat out that we know we can believe in. She doesn't want you to own any kind of firearms whatsoever.
That's a model. And she doesn't know, again, I was taking some notes, how it could be arranged here in the United States. But I think that's worth looking at. Now, Hillary Clinton knows damn good and well that Australia was confiscation and mandatory. She knows that. She knows that. Hillary Clinton is a lot of things, but she is not a stupid woman. She also, I say buy back because this is how we got to take the language back. I know it might sound like semantics, but they're not buying back anything. Hey, I want to buy back that car from you. What car? That car from you. I want to buy back your Corvette. Well, you never owned my Corvette. Well, I don't care. I'm going to give you X amount of dollars for it. I'm going to buy it back from you. You can't buy something back from me. I can't buy something back from you that I never own. This is taking back the language. That's why I mentioned coming back from a break. When you hear gun control or gun safety, he changed it because that's what he meant to say, and he didn't. But he said gun control. That's the same thing with buyback. Very important. Please make sure that you're paying attention to these words when you hear this. come from this woman. You're going to hear a lot more of it. She also said automatic weapons,
yes.
You know, semi-automatic weapons. You know, Alan, she's in there with the semi-automatic. And then the takeaway, the clampdown. So it's good for her. She wants to clamp down, right?
You know, it's all just very appalling. And even if you don't care about guns, if you just care about freedom, this is the woman who really believes in the nanny state, and she knows what's better for all of us than we know for ourselves, and she wants to run our life and tell us what we can and cannot do. We don't need more of that in our country. We need more freedom.
On April 22nd, I'm going to round it out with this, and it'll be a great place to end the hour with you. AWR Hawkins wrote about this. We'll be talking with him about this in just a few minutes. Hillary Clinton to Pennsylvania hunters just 2 days ago, we can't ignore the Second Amendment. After everything I just played for you, in her own words, when she was speaking to a Pennsylvania audience known for its ties to hunting and shooting sports, she said we can't ignore the Second Amendment. Coming months after Clinton pushing universal background checks and expansion of the instant background check system, Hillary Clinton looks in the eyes of Pennsylvania gun owners and says, "But we can't ignore you." She is a liar from the word go right out of the gate. Alan Gottlieb, thank you. Looking forward to seeing you on Thursday right here in Atlanta at the Concealed Carry Expo. That was Alan Gottlieb. You can see him too. Visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com. Come out and shake our paws. Until then, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. We'll be back after this.
Just build your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.